Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Last night, of course, we had the Dally M medal and just some things I've been looking at overnight. I mean, Jack Whiten to win that Dally M medal, just a sensational effort. I know it's come with some controversy, but like, let's not pretend like Jack Whiten isn't a Dally M winning caliber player. I mean, I would have gone with Nathan Cleary this year, and by the look of, you know, those highlights in that last round, I think Clint Gutherson, he can feel very, really hard done by. But as I said last night on my live reaction, Jack Whiten, what he's done over the last 18 months and 2 years has just been unbelievable. The performance he had in that grand final last year was sensational. He's backed it up with a huge performance this year. As I said, he wasn't my Dally M medalist, but it's not like he doesn't deserve an award like that. He's been sensational. Now, the thing that stands out for me, obviously, here is that, as I mentioned, Jack Whiten, he won the Clive Churchill medal last year. So right now, he holds both the Clive Churchill medal and the Dally M medal, which is an incredible effort. You know, you've obviously got to make a grand final. Normally, you've got to win it. Jack Whiten did it without winning the grand final, which is sensational. Then you've got to back up the year after. Yeah, after you've gone to the grand final, teams are after you. You're obviously a marked man. You won the Clive Churchill medal. You know, teams are watching you. Coaches are doing video on you each and every week. And, you know, you've got to reproduce that form. And Jack Whiten's done it this year. It's so impressive. I mean, it's only been done by four guys before Jack Whiten ever. And when I read these names out to you, I just want you to, you know, just to think about how difficult it is and how great these players are. The first one was Peter Sterling. He won it in 1986, so he won the Dally M medal in 1986. He also won it in 1987, so he went back-to-back Dally M medalist. 1986, of course, the Parramatta Eels, that's the last premiership they won, and Peter Sterling got the Clive Churchill medal in that game, and funnily enough, the first ever Clive Churchill medal that was handed out. So Peter Sterling, he did it in 1986, he held both of them. We had to wait until 2002 for the next man to step up, and that was Andrew Johns. Now, Joey, he won the Clive Churchill medal in 2001, and then he won the Dally M in 2002. So he only held this record for a couple of days, realistically, leading into the 2002 grand final when Craig Fitzgibbon took it off him. But, you know, for me, that still counts. You're holding both of them at the same time, which is an incredible effort. We had to wait another 10 years until someone did it again, and it was in the same sort of circumstances. We had Cooper Cronk. He won the Clive Churchill medal in 2012, defeating the Canterbury Bulldogs. And then 2013, a few days before the grand final, he won the Dally M medal there before Dally Cherry Evans took it off him in 2013. So over that period of time, Cooper Cronk, he won the Dally M 2012, the Clive Churchill 2012, Dally M 2013. So he was holding both at the same time as well. Now, we only had to wait, you know, two or three more years for someone else to do it, and that was Jonathan Thurston. And like Peter Sterling, he did it in the same season. So JT, you know, obviously won the Dally M medal, one of his four Dally M medals, a few days before the 2015 grand final. His team, the North Queensland Cowboys, taking on the Broncos, and we all know how that one went. JT kicks the winning field goal in extra time and takes home the Clive Churchill. So in 2015, JT held both of them. So the way it sits at the moment, in 1986, Peter Sterling, he held both of them in the same week, essentially. 2015, JT did the same thing in the same week. Two huge performances. And then if we look back to the 01 and 02 season, Andrew Johns did it over about a year. Same as Cooper Cronk in 2012 and 2013. And once again this year, Jack Whiten's done it. He was the 2019 Clive Churchill medalist into the 2020 Dally M medalist. So, you know, just about two or three days shy of being a year. Well, it's a little bit over a year, of course, this year with the COVID, but he is the holder of both of those titles, which is an incredibly impressive effort. You know, when you look back at those names that come before Jack Whiten, you know, numerous premierships, numerous Dally M's, just in an incredible effort by a host of unbelievable players. You know, any of those four guys before Jack Whiten, in my opinion, they're all the caliber to be immortals of rugby league, which is incredibly impressive for Jack Whiten, who at the end of the day, he's playing 5'8". He's only been a 5'8 for 2 years or something. For him to be able to do that in his first few years as 5'8, just incredible stuff. Now, another guy I want to touch on from the Dally M's, I'm going to talk a little bit about this week, so I won't go too deep on it, but Cameron Smith, what he did last night was win his ninth Dally M hooker of the year. Now, Cameron Smith has played he's played 19 seasons, but his first season, 2002, he played two or three games. So let's take that one out. He's played 18 seasons of rugby league. He's won the Dally M Hooker of the Year on 9 occasions. 50% of the time, when Cameron Smith enters a season, he will be the best hooker in rugby league. That is simply incredible. His first one that he won, I believe it was 2005. So you think about that. Cameron Smith has essentially won that medal every 2 to 3 years. It's unbelievable. Every year or two, essentially. I mean, let's have a look. 2006, 2008, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2016, 2017, 2019, 2020. Simply incredible. The longest stretch he's gone without being the best in his position is 2 years. That's it. 2 years. He missed out in 2009 and 2010, and he missed out in 14 and 15. That's it. Simply incredible. He's never gone more than 2 years without being the absolute best in his position. And at age 37, he's done it again. An absolute freak, Cameron Smith. So impressive. And the other thing you have to remember with Cameron Smith is, yes, he's been in a really good team, but he's been in a team that has had numerous other LEM medalists, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater. So they've been stealing points off him this entire time. It's not like he's the one-man show. He's in a good team, so he gets a lot of points, but he's got a lot of guys he has to compete with. Greg English, you know, there's been a heap of other superstars down there. To do what Cameron Smith has done, simply incredible. I'll touch more on him this week. But, mate, if you don't think this guy's the best player ever, I think we've got to have a really hard talk. He's an absolute freak.